Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Everything War by Dana Mattili is an investigative business nonfiction book that examines how Amazon grew from an online retailer into a far-reaching corporate power, influencing commerce, technology, labor, and regulation. Written by a longtime Wall Street Journal reporter who has covered Amazon closely, the book uses reporting built from interviews and documents to trace patterns behind Amazon decisions rather than treating its rise as inevitable. And Mattili frames Amazon's expansion as a competitive campaign in which scale, access to marketplace data, and a willingness to sustain losses can pressure rivals and reshape entire categories. Alongside the external effects on competitors and sellers, the book also pays attention to the internal mechanics of power, including leadership style and workplace expectations. The purpose is not to celebrate a growth story, but to explain how a single company can redefine corporate norms, tilt incentives across industries, and trigger an overdue debate about antitrust and accountability in the modern economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a growth playbook built on scale and endurance. A central topic in the Everything War is the set of strategies Amazon used to enter markets, win customers quickly, and outlast competitors. Mattili describes a model where low prices, convenience, and rapid execution are not simply customer benefits but competitive weapons. By tolerating thin margins or losses for long periods, Amazon can sustain pressure that many rivals cannot match, especially smaller retailers and venture-backed startups that must show faster profitability. The book connects this approach to how investors and Wall Street narratives rewarded growth and market share, creating room for aggressive expansion. Rather than presenting any single tactic as the whole story, the reporting emphasizes the compounding effect of scale. More customers generate more data. More data improves operations, and improved operations reinforce customer lock-in. This cycle helps explain why Amazon can extend its reach from retail into adjacent businesses and logistics. The result, as the book argues, is a form of corporate power that is hard to challenge through traditional competition because it is not only about a better product, but also about resources, patience, and the ability to set the terms of the market. Secondly, case study competition and the diapers. Come episode, Mattili uses concrete episodes to show what intense competition looks like in practice, including the widely discussed fight involving Quidsi, the parent of diapers.com, which Amazon later acquired. In this account, the point is not merely that Amazon competed aggressively, but that it could deploy pricing and operational muscle at a speed and scale that forced strategic choices on the other side. The book treats the episode as a window into a broader pattern when a competitor gains traction in a category Amazon considers important. Amazon can respond with tactics that reshape the economics of that category overnight. By focusing on recognizable events, the narrative makes the abstract idea of market power easier to evaluate. It also raises questions about what counts as healthy competition versus coercive pressure, especially when a dominant platform can subsidize losses across a vast business. The inclusion of this case study helps readers see how Amazon's public promise of low prices can intersect with strategic goals that extend beyond consumer savings, influencing whether independent companies can survive long enough to mature into lasting challengers. Thirdly, marketplace power and the tension with third-party sellers. Another major topic is the Amazon marketplace and the dependence it creates for third-party sellers. Mattili highlights how the marketplace can be both an opportunity and a vulnerability. It offers access to massive demand, but it also places sellers in a system where Amazon controls important rules, visibility, and fees. The book scrutinizes concerns that a platform with detailed insight into sales trends and consumer behavior can gain an advantage over businesses that rely on it to survive, even without turning the book into a technical treatise. The reporting underscores an imbalance. Sellers may invest in building products and brand presence on Amazon while facing uncertainty about policy changes, algorithmic shifts, or the risk of being undercut. This topic matters because it reframes Amazon from being only a retailer competing with other retailers into being an infrastructure provider that also competes with its own ecosystem. The Everything War uses this tension to explore how corporate power now often operates through platforms, where control of access and information can be as decisive as traditional factors like manufacturing or distribution. Fourthly, internal culture, leadership, and the human cost of intensity. The book also examines Amazon from the inside, focusing on the culture of urgency, performance pressure, and relentless goal setting associated with its rise. Mattili links external dominance to internal operating norms, suggesting that a company able to move fast and punish inefficiency can also create environments where employees experience extreme expectations. Rather than reducing culture to slogans, the reporting treats it as a system of incentives that shapes decisions at every level, a culture optimized for speed, metrics, and competitive wins can deliver innovation and execution, but it can also generate fear of failure and encourage harsh interpersonal dynamics. This topic broadens the analysis beyond antitrust or pricing, asking what kinds of workplace standards are normalized when one of the world's most influential employers sets the tempo for modern corporate life. By tying leadership legacy to day-to-day practices, the everything war positions culture as part of corporate power itself, the ability to demand more, iterate faster, and prioritize strategic outcomes even when the costs are borne by workers, partners, or communities. The result is a portrait of intensity as both an engine and a liability. Lastly, antitrust, Linacon, and the challenge of regulating a platform-era giant, a key thread in the everything war is the regulatory response to Amazon, especially the renewed antitrust debate in the United States and the role of Federal Trade Commission Chair, Linacon, in pursuing more aggressive enforcement. Mattioli treats this as a clash between older assumptions about competition and the realities of platform power. Traditional antitrust frameworks often emphasized consumer prices, but Amazon complicates that lens because it has built its reputation on low prices while still accumulating extraordinary leverage over suppliers, sellers, and market access. The book explores how regulators and policymakers struggle to define harm when a company can appear pro-consumer on the surface, yet still shape markets in ways that reduce long-term choice and resilience. This topic is important because it connects the story of one company to the future of governance in a digital economy by following legal and institutional tensions. The book shows that accountability is not only about proving a single violation, but about whether law can adapt to business models that blend retailer, platform, logistics network, and data-driven engine in one. The takeaway is that regulating Amazon is also a test case for how democracies respond to concentrated corporate power. In conclusion, The Everything War is best suited to readers who want a reported, narrative-driven understanding of modern corporate power rather than a celebratory tech success story. Business leaders, entrepreneurs, investors, policy professionals, and students of economics or law will find practical value in seeing how scale, pricing, platform control, and culture interact to create durable dominance. General readers who shop on Amazon or sell through its marketplace can also gain a clearer picture of the trade-offs behind convenience, including how dependency and leverage can accumulate quietly over time. The book's intellectual benefit is that it reframes competition as something shaped not only by better products, but by information advantage, cross-subsidization, and rule-setting power. It also offers a way to think about antitrust beyond simple price effects, bringing attention to market structure, incentives, and the long arc of innovation. What helps the book stand out in the crowded big tech and Amazon literature is its investigative emphasis on specific strategies and episodes, paired with attention to the policy fight over what should be allowed. It reads like a business story with consequences, connecting boardroom choices to the broader economy and to the evolving debate over how to govern platforms that function as both marketplace and competitor. If you would like to support Dana Mattioli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.